Bo said this week's parsha is Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo is one of the most exciting parshas in the Torah. Every parsha is very exciting, but certainly this parsha, when you have the actual Yitzias Mitzrayim taking place, you have the actual leaving of Mitzrayim, Karban Pesach, the first mitzvah of Bnei Israel is commanded Achoras Elochem as a people. There's so much going on in this parsha, so much to learn from and to learn about. I'd like to focus, though, today on one idea that comes out of this parasha that I think is very, very fundamental. I'd like to ask the following question as an introduction to this idea. Abosai, if we think about it in our religion, probably the thing that takes the most center stage in Yiddishkeit is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So much is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, Shabbos every week. Kiddush, tomorrow night we're going to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kivonu Vachayetu Vason Yasha. Shabbos! This morning we put on tefillin. The parashas in tefillin. Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yom Tovim. Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything comes back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi said, what is it about leaving of Egypt that makes it such an essential, central part of our faith and our religion? What message in Yetzias Mitzrayim is so crucial that it gives center stage for so many things that happen in our religion? That's the question I'd like to address. Now, if the question sounds familiar to you, it should. One answer, which is definitely a correct answer, is what the Ramban writes in the Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban that everybody must see. It's a chiyuv. Chiyuv gadol to learn the end of Ramban, Parshas Bo, describes the principle of miracles and how everything is really a miracle. And I'm not going into that idea right now, but it's required reading over Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem. Everybody must see the last Ramban, Parshas Bo. It's fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. But I want to suggest a different approach today, another idea. Why Yetzias Mitzrayim is so central in our faith, and what exactly we're supposed to take out of it. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha, a theme that repeats itself a lot of times in the Torah. It repeats itself here, and the parasha says, Re'eh! And that is the following. The Torah says, in parashas, Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. My father would say 13:14. 13:14, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. The Torah says as follows, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv. You're leaving today, B'Chodesh Aviv, in the month of spring. Nisan is when Pesach falls out. You're leaving in the spring. Very nice. That's the Gemara. That's the pasuk says in the Torah. What exactly is the lesson of us leaving in spring? What's so special about the fact that Pesach falls out in Chodesh Aviv? By the way, halachically, there's major ramifications. Anybody here learn Masech Sanhedrin before Sanhedrin? The first part of Sanhedrin? It's an engine you see that the Gemara describes what factors, what criteria are necessary to be ma'aber the Shana, to make the year into a leap year. And the most critical factor of all is this. Pesach must be in the Aviv. That's it. There are other factors also the Gemara talks about there in the first paragraph of the engine. It's true. But Pesach being in Chodesh Aviv is so essential. And again, we have to ask ourselves why. What is it about Pesach being in Chodesh Aviv, the Torah is so concerned that this is the time for Pesach? There's a famous Chazal Rashi on this pasuk, quotes from Chazal the following words. And here's a possible insight into understanding what this is all about. It says Rashi, "V'chilo ayinu yodim be'ez Chodesh Yatzu." Don't we know which month Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim in? Says Rashi. Elokach Amar Lahem. This is what Hashem says to Bnei Israel. Ru'u chesed shegamalchem. Witness, appreciate the chesed that Hashem did for you. B'chodeshu kasher latzis. He took you out at a time when it was appropriate, it was pleasant to leave Egypt. Lo chama v'lo tzina. Not too hot and not too cold. V'lo gishamim. And no rain. The rain hasn't come yet. And he quotes the pasuk and tell him, Motzi Asirim Bekosharos, God has took out the slaves, the ones that were in captivity in bondage. Bekosharos, what does it mean Bekosharos? Chodeshu Kasher Latzis. He took us out at a time that it was pleasant to leave Mitzrayim. Two penetrating questions on this Chazal. Number one. Big deal. Why is that so important? We were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Let's say there was a snowstorm on the day we left Mitzrayim in the desert. Let's say. Which probably wouldn't happen. But let's say there was a snowstorm. Think it would matter to us? Think we would care? We're leaving. We left Egypt. Who cares that the weather forecast said it was a perfect day outside? What's anybody here from LA? Sam, what's a perfect weather day in LA? Come on, help me out. 77 degrees with a perfect wind chill factor blowing in, a nice breeze coming in. Who cares what the weather is? They're leaving Mitzrayim. What nafkamina does it make? What the weather forecast says for the day of the 15th of Nisan when the Jews leave Egypt. Question number one. And question number two. This I saw in the Sefer called Sam Derech, a very nice Sefer, asks the following question. Abosai, well, just tell me a little bit about the GPS of the Jews in left Egypt. Where'd they go? It says in the Pasuk, in the 6th Parasha, they left from where to where? By Yisub b'nei Yisrael, me Ramses. Where's Ramses in Egypt? To where? What's the next step? Who knows? Excellent. Sukkos. They go from Ramses to Sukkos. How long did it take to get from Ramses to Sukkos? And the answer is, Chazal teaches us, it was very, very quick. Chik chak. What happened when they got to Sukkos? They got the Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod were amazing. They took care of all the rocks in the road, and they made the temperature perfect. If it was too hot, Anani HaKavod made it comfortable. If it was too cold, Anani HaKavod made it nice and cozy and warm. So I don't get it. If it was just for such a short amount of time, there's a small window of time leaving Egypt just to get to Sukkos, why do I need this miracle or this essential point that we leave Mitzrayim Davka in the Chodesh Aviv? It was just such a short-lived time. By the time they left, they left Mitzrayim on that day. They got to Sukkos so quickly. Once they were in Sukkos, they had an Anani HaKavod, and therefore they're already protected without this good weather. So what's the message the Torah is telling us by taking us out Davka in this month? Suggests of Simcha Zissel, the author of this Sefer, the following beautiful Yisod. Here, please listen carefully. Here's Yisod. When you buy someone a present, let's say you get them a nice present. What's a good present? You buy them a Shas Gemar. I don't know what else. Shas Pot. Gevaldik. What that means? A little machine that's got the whole Shas on it. Gevaldik. Shas Pot. Why are you buying it for them? It's their birthday. Which birthday? Their 19th birthday. Shas Pot. It's your friend. You like this person. You're not going to give them the shaspad and just a box. You're going to wrap it up. Make it look nice. Then you put a little bow on it. And he'll say, "Dear friend, happy 19th birthday. May you be zoche to learn the entire shas and know it really, really well. Your dear friend, Yankel." Let's put it on the wrapping paper. Just give him the shaspad. Take it out of the box. Hand the pad. But the answer is, there's a different level. When the wrapping is there, the wrapping shows that I didn't just give you something, but I gave it to you with love. And I care about you. And it's a wrapped up present. I took the time out, or I even asked the person in the store, to wrap it up and make it look nice and pretty so that when you got it, when you had it, it wouldn't just be the present that you got, but it would be the feeling that came along when you got this present. The feeling of love, the feeling of care. I care about you. I love you. I want you to appreciate this present, not only for the present itself, but for what went into giving you the present. It's a feeling, a demonstration of a tremendous amount of love that exists when you do that wrapping to the paper. Why is it so important to leave Mitzrayim in the Chodesh Aviv? What's so special about that? Here's the idea. The idea, fellas, is that when we think about Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have to think of one word, and that is love. Hashem loves us. Hashem cares about us. Hashem is constantly showering us with gifts and constantly showering us with presents, and not just presents, presents that are wrapped. And you're right, we could have gone out, it could have been a snowstorm, it could have been rainy and yucky. That's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wants us to leave Mitzrayim with the feeling, I love you. I love you. I care about you. I want you to have that feeling of love. And therefore, even if it's a short-lived trip from Ramses to Sukkos, maybe in a short couple of whatever, days even, but Hashem wants us to have that feeling of unbelievable love that He has for us. We should feel that feeling of love. I remember a few years ago I went back to America for Torah Chiraga. I was on a recruiting trip. I landed in JFK International Airport on a Monday morning, very early in the morning. And I had a connecting flight to Atlanta on the same day. By the way, the same day I was supposed to go from Israel is supposed to land in New York to Atlanta, and the same day fly to Cleveland also, which Baruch Hashem worked out. Long day, a lot of travels, a lot of planes, a lot of stewards and stewardesses and captains saying, buckle your seatbelt and all the good things that go along with flying. Anyway, true story. I had a bag. I was there for Shabbos in America. I saw it that year also. I was in America the coming Shabbos. I was supposed to be in my parents in New Jersey. And I had a bag, two bags. One bag I was thinking with me the whole week when I went for recruiting for Torah Chiraga, and another bag that I had for Shabbos that I was supposed to, I was hoping to drop off. But what do? You land at 6 in the morning. I went with this bag. So, my brother, Shlita, Rabbi Arya Yudin, a lot of you are Bayim from, or at least a lot of you guys know him from DRS, Shlita. So he met me in the airport. I didn't ask him to. And we literally had less than 5 minutes together in the airport. He came and said, "Adi, it's no problem, I got it. I got your back. I'll meet you at the airport at 6 in the morning. I'll take your bag to my house, and I'll make sure by the time you get to Fairland for Shabbos, your bag will be there." But he didn't just come to the airport, which he could have done, taking the bag and leave. He came to the airport and brought me goods. I don't want to make you guys, you know, he brought me a good American, and it's Thursday bagel day, good American bagel. That was my lunch. Delicious Danish. I had no time to buy food that day. I was running so fast, different cities, states across America. I didn't have a chance to buy food. The meeting was literally, we met for 5 minutes. I gave him a big hug and a kiss. So nice to see you. He drove me to the next terminal. That was the whole thing. And you know what? It was a very short meeting. It was 5 minutes we met for, sach hakol. But the feeling of closeness, which thank God we always have with each other, but that engendered, and that we felt, that I certainly felt from him, coming from him, was amazing. And it was a short period of time, it's true. But he showed me he loves me. He didn't have to show it, but I knew it already anyway, I knew it. But that was the feeling I felt, wow, I'm, it's my brother, it's not even my wife or my mother, my brother, Baruch Hashem. And it was just a sign of reflection of that closeness. And that's Chodesh Aviv. A short little trip from Egypt, from Ramses to Sukkos, but a very, very packed and meaningful one. Let's come back full circle. We began, I would say, we began with the following question. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so central? Why is leaving of Egypt take center stage in so much of Yiddishkeit? And here's the answer. The answer is because the most important thing, fellas, listen closely please. The most important thing that we must know as Jews, and if we have this feeling, it'll guide us throughout the entire existence that we have as a Jew. The most important feeling that we have to have is that God loves us. God loves us more than we can imagine. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants the best for us. Hashem yearns for a relationship with us. Hashem loves us so much. He took us out of Mitzrayim for a short little period of time, and he took us out because he wanted us to realize, I love you. You know what happens then? Now come the mitzvos. You learn the Torah. The whole Sefer Bereishis has three mitzvos, sach hakol. Puravu, Rismila, Kiranashe. All of a sudden comes Parshas Bo and starts to flood it with mitzvos. We mentioned before Kiddush HaChodesh and all the mitzvos of Korban Pesach and Matzah and Maror, all these mitzvos. What's behind all these mitzvos? The answer is all the mitzvos come on the backdrop of this feeling of Chodesh Aviv. I took out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to give you a lot of laws now. They may seem difficult at times. Maybe a challenging thing for you sometimes. Maybe it's hard to get up for Shachar sometimes. You know what? Hashem loves you. Hashem is waiting with open arms to hear your prayers. You know what? You're going to have challenges that are going to come your way. How do you handle those? The answer is, you recognize that Hashem is with you. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants what's best for you in everything that happens to you in life. And therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim is so center stage because Yetzias Mitzrayim shows us, among many other things, that Hashem loves us and cares for us and takes care of us and wants the best for us in everything we do. And now mitzvah is a whole different ballgame. God loves me. What can I do to make you happy, Hashem? Oh, tefillin? I want the nicest tefillin in the world. I want to put on tefillin with eslavos. I want to put on tefillin with excitement. Davening! I have to express myself, it's true. And Hashem is waiting with open arms because He wants to hear our tefillos. He wants this. We say in davening every single day. And I'm going to close with this. In Uval Tzion, we say in davening, Hu yiftach libeinu b'sarasa, Hashem should open our hearts with His Torah. V'yasein b'libeinu, and He should put in our hearts ahavaso v'yiraso v'lasa shetzono. We ask Hashem, Hashem, I want to feel Your love. I want to feel love towards You, and I want to feel the love that You have towards me. And if we have this foundation, if we try to internalize this message, so then the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be able to guide us through everything. Shabbos is coming, Rabbi Yosef. It's really Thursday afternoon. Shabbos is in the air. Shabbos is a chance to bask with God, to be with Hashem, just to, for lack of a better expression, just to hang out, just to be with God. God wants to be with us. He loves us. Imagine you haven't been home for months. All of a sudden, it's the first Shabbos home, and you're so excited to be home. Your favorite foods are there, whatever. Mom makes you the most delicious, I don't want to make you jealous, but your most delicious chicken soup with matzo balls. You miss those matzo balls. They haven't had matzo balls the whole year in Shraga, not even one time. The love is so reciprocated, it's so reciprocal. It's both ways, it's two ways. It's us to them and them to us. And that's what Shabbat says, and that's what Hashem wants from us. And if we'll be zocha to internalize this message, how much Hashem loves us, how much He wants a relationship with us, so we'll be zocha to have, please God, very, very rich relationship with Hashem. We'll be able to hopefully get the most out of our days, out of our weeks, out of our months, out of the years, out of our lives. Have a great Shabbos.